This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 27th. God's word to you today is through death. Our scripture reading is taken from John 12, 24, and it says, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. It is so important that we understand that the way of the Father is the way of love that leads to life through sacrifice. God is saying the seed needs to die, not to be exterminated, but to produce an abundant harvest. So when you get to the next crossroads and three options stand before you, the way of the world, the way of self, and the way of the Father, we need to understand, even as we choose the way of the Father, that it is the way of love that leads to life through sacrifice. Unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. For you to go through and endure the death, your focus must be on the plentiful harvest of new lives. Otherwise, you will not be able to let go of the seed. For a lot of people, God has given them great dreams and ideas. We can call those dreams and ideas seeds. But many of those people have refused to let the seeds go, and they refuse to let the seeds die. The reason people are holding on to their seed is because they think the seed will die, but the process does not end in death. God wants to multiply it. Death leads to multiplication. God is saying, I do not want to take the seed from you. I want to get a harvest to you. So plant the seed. When you give your life to God, God does not want to take your life from you. He wants to give you abundant life. But abundant life does not happen except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies. It abides alone. Keep the focus on the harvest and not on the death. Easter is about resurrection and not necessarily the crucifixion. While there can be no life without death, the truth is that it is all about life and not about death. Once we understand the truth and embrace it, spiritual life becomes easy. Spiritual life becomes most effortless once you understand this principle. While there can be no resurrection without the crucifixion, it is all about the resurrection, not the crucifixion. It is all about Jesus rising again on the third day, not about him dying on Good Friday. It is all about life. And that is so beautiful. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he had endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Scripture shows us that Jesus understood this, and that is why he could pass this test. It was because of the joy awaiting him that he was able to endure the cross, disregarding the shame. Let us pray. Father, I declare that as I let go of my seeds, they will produce abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.